Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London, England. An international financial newspaper says that Israel is the main cause of Middle East problems. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Financial Times, a London-based international newspaper, says in its news coverage and its editorial pages over the last year that Israel is the cause for all the problems in the Middle East. The Financial Times believes the role of the Jewish settlements in Israel's Judea and Samaria above any other single factor is affecting the conflict, and the newspaper at the same time downplays the other factors in the conflict, such as terrorism and the political split between Hamas and Fatah, the two Palestinian factions. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
An international opinion-forming newspaper says that Israel is the main cause for problems in the Middle East, and they may be correct, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this. The Financial Times newspaper, based in London, England, has been taken to task by a media monitoring organization about their bias reporting about Israel, as the publication claims that the conflict in the Middle East is all Israel's fault. The main source of agitation is the Jewish settlement activity in the area of Judea and Samaria, according to the Financial Times. I must say that to some extent, the Financial Times is correct. Israel's presence in the Middle East is indeed a cause for that conflict that continues to unfold day by day. With 23 Arab states surrounding the one Jewish state and a population of 350 million Arabs and only about 5 million Jews, this little state has become more and more of an irritant every day to the Arabs and the Muslims in the Middle East. However, you must remember that the land of the Jewish state is God's land. That's Leviticus 25:23, and God has given the land to the Jewish people. The Lord, through his ancient Jewish prophets, said that there would be trouble between Israel and her neighbors. That can be found in Joel chapter 2, Ezekiel 35, and Isaiah 17, plus many other passages. In fact, the armies of the world will gather at Jerusalem in the last days to destroy the Jewish state. And it is at that time that Jesus Christ comes back to save his chosen people, the Jewish people. The Financial Times is correct. Israel is the cause of the Middle East conflict. And that is based on Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...